I want to welcome you to today's sermon. Today's sermon is going to be about the mark of the beast. We're going to take a look into Revelation chapter 14. We're going to start in verse 9, and we're going to go all the way through 13. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and grab your Bible. You have your Bible app, grab your Bible app. I'm reading it today out of the English Standard Version. And that's Revelation 14, starting in verse 9. And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire in sulfur, in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest, day or night. These worshippers of the beast and its image, and whoever receives the mark of its name." Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." I'm sure by now, if you're a Christian, you've heard about the mark of the beast. It will be a time during the great tribulation, the tribulation, that you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade without taking the mark of the beast. I'm not trying to tell you this to scare you if you're left behind, if you're not taken in the if you're not taken in the rapture, whenever that is, whenever that comes. Maybe we'll, you know, maybe some of the Christians will have to endure it, and maybe not. Nobody knows when the rapture will be. We don't know the day or the hour. We can know the season, but we do not know the day or the hour. It will come at a time, if you're watching, you'll be ready. If you have your relationship right with Jesus Christ, today is the day to get your relationship right with Jesus Christ. All of us. You, me, everyone. It's time to stop pointing finger, for us to stop pointing fingers. "Well, this person irritates me. This person, you know, did this. No. Focus on your walk. Focus on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Start doing the Father's will. That goes for me, that goes for you, that goes for all of us. Part of the Father's will is to get out there and lay hands on the sick. Pray for the sick, for healing. To bless the needy. But, you know, what the Lord, what the Father talks about doing that in secret. Don't be like all the others, like, "I give $1 million to charity." Some famous person, you know? I'm like, you don't need to announce it, because the Father will reward you in secret. So those, and we'll talk about the rapture in another episode, but I just want to briefly touch on it. Obviously, everyone that's left behind after the rapture are those that put other gods before God. Do not put other gods before God. And I said, that's a whole can that we'll talk about in another sermon or another podcast. But I just want to briefly just touch on it. Do not put other gods before you. Did you know that your God could be the TV if you're putting it before God? Did you know that it can be video games? Did you know that it can even be Legos? It can even be a hobby? It can even be the person that you're dating, because you put him on a pedestal before God. Now, a lot of us, we don't think about that, but we need to. We need to. The Father deserves more to be number one, and everything else needs to be on the back burner. Jesus comes first. That's how it should be. Doing the Father's will should come first. Building a relationship with Jesus Christ should come first. How do you do that? You pray. You read the Word. One of the greatest ways I've learned more about Jesus is actually reading the Word of God. Reading the Holy Bible. Getting to know Him. Getting to know future events and things that are going to be. I ask that you share this message with others. Yes, you'll get scoffers. You'll get people that won't listen. But I tell you what, those people, the people that you tell that ignore your message, and you're telling them all about this, when they're left behind after the rapture, when they're left behind, they're going to remember everything that you told them. Either be your grandma, your grandpa, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your friend, the stranger on the street corner, your roommates, whoever it be. When that happens, they'll remember. They'll remember what you told them. They'll remember what you told them about Jesus coming for his people, his children. They'll remember when you told them about the mark of the beast. They'll remember when you told them about the fall of Babylon the Great. And you can listen to one of my earlier podcasts on that. I make the correspondence of that being the West, America. Because there's a lot of sin and filth in the U.S. A lot of sin. And America has not repented as a whole and has not turned their hearts back to God. They have turned them to God, but the God of this world they've turned to is Satan. That's the God that they're running after. Or they're making another God before God. Making other shrines before God. God is a jealous God. God is the creator of the universe. God created you. He can easily take your soul away. He can destroy your body. He can destroy the soul. Is that what you want in your life? Is that what you want for others? Because I tell you what, they'll be thinking about that. Yes, will there be Christians in the tribulation? Absolutely. All the people that ignored their friends, their family, that didn't listen to them, or people that had the heart, not the heart, had brain knowledge, but the heart wasn't there, they'll start listening. They'll start having the heart. They'll start building a relationship with Jesus. They'll start reading the Bible. They'll start doing the Father's will. And a lot of Christians during the tribulation will be martyred. Because as a Christian, you're to be a peacemaker. Not making war with your neighbors and people. Not stealing. That's why I tell you right now, and I've told you before, to prepare for any event. Because guess what? Even if you're taken in the rapture, maybe your roommate's not. Maybe your neighbor's not. Maybe your friend's not. Maybe your family member's not. And all that stuff that you stockpiled will be able to bless and help someone else. Might be able to help someone else that refuses the mark of the beast. May not necessarily be called the mark of the beast, but we know it's the mark of the beast. It might be called a government mark. We can't buy, sell, or trade or own property without it. Because one day there will be a world government. The current governments will collapse in the future. And there will be one world government. A one world leader. If you get the right leader in there, it's great. You get the wrong leader, when you get the Antichrist in there, hence, you know, and Satan in power, that's where the mark, the man, the number of a man, 666, the Antichrist. And during the tribulation, you're going to have God's wrath being poured out, and you're going to have Satan's wrath being poured out. Do you want to live through the tribulation? Or would you rather have a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ? Yes, that means turning off the television. That means killing that hobby that you've put before God. That means stop playing video games. It means getting on your hands and knees and praying to Jesus. Building a relationship. And I include myself all in this. All of us need to do that. We'll go ahead and pray after this commercial. What happens when there is a nuclear bomb that goes off, an electric magnetic pulse? What happens when that pulse goes off? It takes out and deactivates all the computers. That means your car, your solar panel, your RV, everything that has a computer or computer stuff in it of some sorts, or electronics, all gone. You might wake up one morning or one day and there's an EMP that goes off. Either be God-made, man-made. An EMP goes off, renders all your stuff neutral. It's not going to work. Thanks to EMP Shield, you and your family can now have the peace of mind of knowing that your RV's protected, your generator's protected, your solar panel, your house, your vehicles are protected in the event of an EMP going off. Also covers for solar flare. And lightning protection also comes with a backed by an insurance policy as well too. In the event that it doesn't work, and you have it put on correctly, so you got it covered there. So get EMP Shield today. Use coupon code JEB, that's JEB, for a $50 coupon off of your EMP Shield product. And then, yes, that's even counts for multiple products that you get also too. And if EMP Shield is running a sale, you get the sales price. Plus, you get your coupon code as well, too. Makes a great gift. So if you know somebody that can't afford an EMP Shield product, makes a great gift to give them for their car, their house, RV, solar panel, whatever it may be. Give the gift of giving with EMP Shield. It's also tested, military tested as well too. Made in the USA. Get EMP Shield today. Use coupon code JEB. You can also go to empshield.com/JEB. Welcome back. So I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. And I want to issue a challenge to each person out there that's listening. This is serious. This is not a joke. God has poured out His Spirit amongst the world. People have seen and have visions, not just dreams, but people have had visions and been shown the tribulation. People have been shown the rapture. It's going to happen. It needs to happen. It's a part of God's prophecy. A lot of His prophecy is set in stone. It's going to happen. I want it to happen. I want Jesus back. I can't wait for His return. Now, when I was off sinning in the world, no, I didn't, because that would not have been a good thing, you know, with me in sin. But you know what? We're all sinners. We need to be on our hands and knees praying every single day, repenting every single day of our sins. Don't let it pass you by. You got today. We're not promised tomorrow. So get your relationship right with God. And if you're listening to this in the future, do not take the mark of the beast. If you're listening to this and the mark of the beast is being issued, or a government mark, whatever it is, do not take it. Put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ today. I want to go ahead and pray for all of you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, if anyone's listening today or listening in the future, I want to pray for them. I want to pray that God touches your heart. I pray that God opens your eyes, opens your heart, opens your ears to listen to Him. I want to pray that God puts a heavy heart, that convicts your heart to pray every day, even me, to pray. To pray like you've never prayed before. To worship God, Jesus, like you've never done before. To give your life over to Him if you haven't given your life to Him. Repent of your sins. Turn from your evil ways. Turn from your sins. And ask Jesus into your heart and into your life. And the Holy Spirit to guide and direct you. And to do the Father's will. But most importantly, when you come to Christ, before you ask forgiveness, make sure your heart forgives others, that you forgive others. Those that do not forgive others will not be forgiven. It's hand in hand. Forgive and forgive. You forgive, the Lord forgives you. Love your neighbors. Love your enemies. It's part of God's commandments. Love. The greatest thing is love. God loved us so much that He sent His only Son to die on the cross for each and every one of us because He loved us. He didn't want us all to perish or to keep having to, you know, sacrifice animals for the forgiveness of our sins, but He didn't want us to perish. He loved us so much. It's the greatest love story of ever. Father, I just ask You surround everyone with Your angels. I ask that the angels protect and guide, minister, bless, heal, I ask that you heal anyone, Jesus, right now that's sick and afflicted. I ask if anyone is struggling with demons or possessed with demons, Father God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, I command in the name of Jesus that they be freed. And if you're listening to this in the future during the tribulation, and the Antichrist has already made himself known, and they're coming out with the mark of the beast, or the mark, and you still have time to stock up, and where money is still of value, do it. But do it in love, that you'll bless others as well too. And keep Christ in your heart, and turn to Him. And do not take the mark of the beast. I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Love each and every one of you. But most importantly, Jesus loves you all. God loves you. Heavenly Father loves you more than you know. He's there with open arms, ready to forgive you, ready to help you in your life, ready to help you in your day. Run to Him. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye. And please share, like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. And if you haven't heard of my last podcast, please help my friend. I have a friend that's going through a hard time, that's going through a brutal divorce. Her GoFundMe will be in the description below, along with the EMP Shield, all the other stuff, My Patriot Supply. You know, they have top-notch freeze-dried food. It is definitely a necessity. Even if you're, you know, stocking up for hurricanes, events, anything. Bless each and every one of you. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Achieve radiant health, normalize body weight, and abundant joy with HB Naturals at the website hbnaturals.com/672605. Try their Nova Coffee, Cognitive Formula Smart Coffee, their CBD Coffee, also their Weight Loss, Slimmer Max, and they also have a body detox tea called Vitalite. They're confident their products will meet your high standards because they always meet theirs. Other products include biominerals, superfoods, personal care, pet products, essential oils, and more. HB Naturals, Heart and Body Naturals, was launched with one simple purpose: share the synergistic healing trilogy products formulated by the healing power of plants provided by our Creator. Learn more about HB Naturals, check out their products, and you can also contact Jason Beck today if you're interested in starting your own business with HB Naturals. Start your perfect side hustle sharing Heart and Body Natural products and winning. Get paid instantly. Withdraw your earnings. Check out their products. Check out the opportunity today. That's hbnaturals.com/672605. You can also get in touch with Jason Beck on Instagram at beckman7723, on Twitter at idlifeisgreat, and on Facebook at jason.beck.18294. Check out the website. Contact him today for HB Naturals. Do plants, not pills.